This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McIntyre is standing by in her kitchen, ready to make, wait for this, lemon syllabub with blackcurrant and strawberry and orange wafers.
Yes.
I mean, it's a pity the weather didn't quite... I'm sitting here in my Hawaiian shirt looking like Florida Freddy.
I'm sure
because I never looked out the window before I got dressed this morning, but the weather has taken a bit of a turn.
But it's still warm.
Is it?
Still warm. Well, I think so, yes.
Well, you can always fit in a wee... So a syllabub, the idea with this is that it's light and it's kind of...
Very light.
Zingy and refreshing. Ah,
exactly. I think a syllabub's like it's an old sort of English dessert, and I think it started off just cider and milk mixed, which probably wouldn't be so appetizing.
Cider and milk?
I know. And then it's evolved into like a kind of like just a whipped cream with, you know, with sweet wine. But then, you know, with, I suppose, with lemons and everything, so it was introduced. So lemon syllabub's kind of a classic now, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And it's really, all you do, I've put mascarpone in it, which probably wouldn't be traditional, but it just gives it a nice sort of, you know, that lovely sort of zing. Cream and sugar, the zest of a couple of lemons and the juice of one lemon, and then 100 sort of, you know, like a good splash, really good splash of sparkling wine, mm-hmm. or white wine, or any kind, you know, could use rosé for this. I've put in like a tablespoonful of limoncello or brandy, but that's it. And just put all those ingredients into a bowl and then whisk them together. And the lemon will sort of help, you know, mix it up too, John. You know, it's like that. Like traditionally, there would have been an acid put into that, into a syllabub, you know, like lemon or white wine to sort of help it nearly curdle, you know, mm-hmm, such. Mm-hmm. So just whisk that all up, you know, until it has really nice sort of like sort of piping consistency. And that's it. I mean, that's that bit done. And, you know, if you can whip a bit of cream, you can make this.
So that's your syllabub. And the lemon, as you say, then cuts through that kind of heavier creaminess.
Yes. Uh-huh. You have a wee bit of sugar in there, but not massive amount, mm-hmm. you know. So,
and then can you do it without drink? God forbid, but can you do it without drink?
No, but like? You could, yeah. I mean, you just leave out the milk, just leave out the wine.
Okay.
You know, I mean, if you wanted to, you could put in, you know, you get some lovely, nice sparkling apple juice or something like that. No, definitely, you don't, or just leave it out, you know, but yeah, why not? Mm-hmm, you know, it'll just be as nice, you know, so it's, and then blackcurrants, you can get these now, and you know, you can see them, you know, if you're in your local farm shop, you'll have lovely wee punnets of blackcurrants, and I love blackcurrants, and they're just of this time now, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're, you know, I normally just put, they're a great fruit to freeze, and you know, so you sort of put them into a bag now, put them into the freezer, and they're a lovely thing to bring out in November, you know, now grey day and the rain's lashing against the window, and bring the blackcurrants out, you
a
know.
A wee reminder of the summer.
Exactly. So, well, the reminder of warmer grey days.
Yeah.
Not bad, yes.
So what do you do with the blackcurrants then? Is it just...
I'm going to make sort of like a kind of a puree for this. So the blackcurrants, sugar and water into a pan, just really until they burst, and then blend them up and pass them through a sieve. And if you pass them through a sieve, you'll get rid of those wee sort of, you know, there's a wee coarse bit at the end of it, and mm-hmm. you know, you can sit and top and tail that, but that'll probably take you to November.
You mean blackcurrant by blackcurrant? You mean top and tail? Yes. Every
yes, exactly. No,
you know, life's too short.
If you work in a Michelin starred restaurant, that's the kind of thing you'd be doing. So, topping and tailing blackcurrants. So anyway, I pass that through a sieve, and then that's going to have a lovely tang to it, and then chop up your strawberries and just toss it into that and let them nearly marinate in that. So the strawberries and the blackcurrants are lovely together. Blackcurrants and rhubarb are lovely together as well, so that's another option. Or raspberries, so whatever, you know, kind of fruit, but they're just that combination. They're just both great at the moment. The strawberries are lovely and ripe and sweet, and the blackcurrants just bring a wee bit of tang to that.
And you just plop that on top of your creamy syllabub mixture. Uh-huh. Then
that's it. If you want to be sort of fancy, you could put that some of that into a you know, some of the blackcurrant puree into a squeezy bottle and just run it round outside of your glass, and then when you put your syllabub in, it kind of ripples on the outside. That's just if you want to be fancy.
So put it in first.
Aha, just drizzle it round the outside of the glass, you know, well, the inside of the glass, you know, just not the outside, because that was just make a mess.
Just squirt it all over the kitchen floor when you're at it, like,
I know.
That's very chef. Now, you see, the thing would be, you'd put the I would think, put the plop the cream in first of all, the creamy mixture, and then put the fruit on top. But your instinct is put it in the bottom, put it round it so you can see it through it, and it's all ripples, and it's going to look real chefy and lovely.
Yeah, aha, lovely, yes. Just that wee, you know, if you just put that wee line of sauce and then put your fruit at the bottom, a layer of syllabub, more fruit, and then the syllabub on top. And then you need something crunchy with this, because this is all very lovely, and you know, but I always like, you know if I'm having a like a creamy dessert and it's lovely and you know, it's got that nice sort of lovely lush texture, but you need a bit of crunch, don't you? Mm-hmm. So if you could do, you don't have to do this, but you could do some shortbread, you know, just go to your bakery and buy a bit of shortbread. But I have a recipe here for sort of like an orange wafer, and it's nearly it comes out nearly like a brandy snap. So it's just icing sugar and butter and orange juice in a pan, and just melt that, really, you know, melt the butter with the icing sugar and the orange juice. It'll take less than 30 seconds. And you just whisk in some plain flour and some vanilla extract. Spread that as thin as you can over a baking sheet, maybe a couple of baking sheets, and bake that, and it'll all bubble up and go beautifully golden caramelly. Take it out of the oven and then leave it, and it'll just solidify, and then break that up into like shards.
Yeah.
And then just poke that and make a nice big shard. You know, there's no point in having wee piddly ones. You want to just get a really good one and have it poking out, so that you can use that nearly like a spoon, you know, so you're just lifting that nice bit of sugar, scoop it out and eat it, and you get this lovely mouthful of orangey caramel. You've got that lemon, and then you've got those lovely zingy fruits. So I'm sure that's
Is gorgeous. I mean, those orange wafers you can do for so many different things, even for
anything.
Orange wafers.
Just for ice cream.
So it's orange wafers and then the blackcurrant and strawberry mix and the lemon syllabub recipe, available on the website on the John Tolchu page. That is gorgeous. Will you take yourself out into the garden now and put your feet up and listen to the birds singing and enjoy your lemon syllabub?
Yeah, wear my anorak.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. And a scarf.
A scarf and an anorak and a blanket over my knees. And I'll be grand as long as I have my lemon syllabub.
Thanks a million, Paula.
All right, thanks, John.
Take care. All the best.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.